winning and getting better all the time. It seems like you get a couple nice wins down at Sturgeon. Let's talk first of all, in the first round, you knock off New Bloomfield.
Yeah, first round of the tournament this week. I thought defensively, we came out and we worked hard and we held them to 20 points altogether, five at halftime. So actually, it was 10 at halftime. So, you know, I can't complain about that defensive effort.
No, pretty good defensive effort. And then I guess last night you play Westrand. I know they got a good boys team. They tied for the Lewis and Clark Conference Championship last year. A lot of their guys back, and you get a convincing 63-46 win over the Hornets.
You know, it was a close game until about the late third quarter. We hit some shots off of some turnovers, and it kind of helped us extend our lead there. But Chris Sander, he does a really good job over there. And like you said, they returned a majority of their lineup from last year. So they're a very tough team, and I see them possibly making a nice run later this year.
Who's played well for you so far this week, Coach?
You know, we're led by a couple seniors, Gavin Bishop and Tyler Perkins. They do most of our scoring for us, but we had one of our seniors go down with the torn ACL, so we've had a sophomore step up into his role, Trey Callens. He led us Tuesday night with 22 points. So it's a nice balance scoring, filling the role for our best senior.
Okay, tomorrow night you play for the championship down at Sturgeon. I'm not sure, I don't have on my sheet who you play, but who do you match up with tomorrow?
Yeah, we play Salisbury tomorrow.
Play Kenny Wyatt's team, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, and Kenny's he's a seasoned veteran, always has something. Salisbury's got a good team, so that'd be a good matchup, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We played them earlier in the year, and we had a nice victory against them. But we talked today in practice that we know it's not going to be as easy this time around. We're going to have to really play hard. The Salisbury boys are playing really well. They got a lot of good players on their team as well.
Well, and I know you look one game at a time. I know all you're thinking about is Salisbury, but boy, what a tough week next week. It looks like on Monday you go to Jamestown. They're playing for the championship, the Slater tournament tomorrow. Then speaking of Slater, on Wednesday you go to Slater. You've given them their only loss this year. You haven't lost yet, so you go to Slater on Wednesday, and then it looks like a week from Tuesday Slater comes to New Franklin. So you got some big games coming up.
Yeah, and we play Brunswick next Friday, too. So none of those games next week and the following week are not going to be easy. So like you said, right now we're just kind of worried about Salisbury. And then when Sunday rolls around, we'll turn our focus to Jamestown. But it's definite tough few games here coming up for us.
Ross, appreciate the call. Congratulations on an undefeated season so far. You got things going very well at New Franklin, and we'll be back here again next week, so give us a call. We want to keep up with you guys.
Absolutely. I'll be sure to call.
Thank you, Ross.
Yep.